107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. What a week, and it continues. Opening week with Stratford Festival. Ann Swerdfeger is on the line. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
How you doing, Ann?
I'm doing great. We're having so much fun this week, and I think you've been joining us.
I have. Let's talk about the shows. There's so much to talk about this morning because this has just been such a big week with Stratford Festival. Let's talk about opening night with As You Like It. The weather, for the most part, cooperated.
We did have a few threatening skies, but no actual rain.
Yeah.
Maybe a sprinkle, a droplet here or there, but as is usually the case, the weather cleared for us, and we had a really fun red carpet. We had, of course, the Stratford Police pipes and drums there, and as a little promotion for the Scottish play, Macbeth, we had the pipers lead up some local bikers, and the bikers carried a couple of the actors from Macbeth and dropped them off in front of the cameras for all the newspapers and the radio station. I think you guys got a photo too.
Oh,
and CTV was there, and the two actors, Andre Sills and Emilio Vieira, jumped off the back of the bikes and did an interview. So that was kind of fun, and we had the little kids, all the orphans from Annie out doing a little bit of Hard Knock Life. It was a fun evening, and of course all the grown-ups from the musicals were there to shake some champagne and spray it all over the paparazzi.
Oh my gosh. Now, we have chatted about Annie. It is going to be just the big smash hit musical, certainly for this season. Now, tonight, of course, we'll be chatting about Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, but let's talk about As You Like It. That was Monday at the Stratford Festival Theater. What an absolute delight. A great, great show. Sarah Farr, my goodness, what a performance.
Oh, isn't she wonderful in that really important role for women in Shakespeare, of Rosalind. It's one that every young actress wants to play, and she was absolutely beautiful in it. And of course, she played opposite Christopher Allen as Orlando, and the production was directed by Chris Abraham and designed by Julie Fox, and it was absolutely stunning. The reviews have started to compare it to The Last of Us. There's that feel to it. Also, I've compared it to The Handmaid's Tale a bit in the first part, and then in the second part, of course, they have escaped the Forest of Arden, and things come to life, and it becomes such a delightful comedy.
Oh, without a doubt. And Steve Ross's Touchstone, my gosh.
Yeah, and he does that really fun sort of stand-up act just after intermission.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So funny.
It's, again, well worth seeing, As You Like It, kicking off of this season for Stratford Festival. And my gosh, and last night at the Avon Theater for Robert Lepage's Macbeth, Mackers, gobsmacked comes to mind because the staging of this production is absolutely stunning.
Yeah, I remember back on the first rehearsal, the people who had, of course, our group and the Ex Machina folks, which is Robert Lepage's theater, have been working on it for about 6 years, on and off. They switched to working with models during the pandemic when they couldn't get together. And one of them said to me, the first 5 minutes of this production alone is going to be worth the ticket price. And I think you'll agree with me, they weren't wrong.
Oh, incredible. And the performances, my gosh, Tom McCamus and Lucy Peacock, just incredible.
Truly. Wonderful Macbeth and Lady Macbeth. Absolutely incredible. And all of those motorcycles on stage, handcrafted by the incredible people in our props department here.
Yeah, it is just incredible. Again, just the incredible creative design, creative mind of Robert Lepage, bringing so much with the Stratford Festival.
That motel. It's like a full-size motel rolling on and off and changing configuration on the stage. Truly remarkable.
Yeah,
and of course, the special effects for all of the ghosts and the weird sisters. the witches. It's really quite something, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And hats off to the stagehands that deserve extra rounds of applause for that show.
Yes, and of course, get their moment in the curtain call as well.
Yeah, there you go. And that was just last night. But opening week continues. We have got Dirty, Rotten Scoundrels tonight.
Hey, we left one out. Annie.
Oh, Annie, yes. We did chat about Annie. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, let's talk about Annie. Unfortunately, I wasn't there for Annie on Tuesday, but again, of course, Annie, the hit musical.
Oh, everyone, oh, so many people came up to me afterwards saying it was one of their best nights they ever had in the theater. So much fun. And, of course, to have an opening night where people have brought their, some people have brought their children, and those with children and those who had not brought children having an equally great time. It is truly one of those musicals or shows that is great for every age. It's hilarious. It's so well choreographed and directed. It's tight as tight could be. Wow. Funny, heartwarming. I saw a lot of Kleenex coming out at various moments. The little Harper Ray Ash who plays Annie, talk about a rising star. She's just tremendous. And, of course, Laura Conlon and Dan Shamroy. It's just a really fabulous, fabulous show brought to us by Donna Fiore, the remarkable Donna Fiore.
Yeah, it is not to be missed, so do get your tickets. It's at the Festival Theater at the Big House, but I'm telling you, this show is going to be packed through the season. So it was Mackers last night, and Anne, before we carry on, did I see you chatting with Murray McLaughlin last night?
You did see me chatting with Murray McLaughlin. He's been here all week.
Oh my gosh, all the stars are coming out, I am telling you. But let's talk
about... They really are. What a fun time we've been having.
Yeah, let's talk about Dirty, Rotten Scoundrels tonight.
Tonight, that will be a total change from last night at the Avon Theater with Macbeth, switching into Dirty, Rotten Scoundrels tonight, which is just a hilarious comedy. I can't wait to see it. Having done three shows already, it's going to be nice to have one of those just comedies where you sit back and laugh.
Oh, we're so looking forward to it, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Folks may remember the movie. You are going to love the musical. So that opens tonight, again, at the Avon Theater, a busy spot this week for sure. Then let's look ahead to The Winter's Tale.
Yes, Winter's Tale opens on Friday. That's directed by Anthony Cimolino, one of his favorite Shakespeare's. And, of course, it's his second last season this year. So, you got to get out there and get your dose of Anthony before he's retired from the Stratford Festival. Such an incredibly beautiful production. Really, I had our weekly report up, and there was one comment after another saying what a beautiful show they thought Winter's Tale was. Now that it's had a few previews, people have already started to write in about it, and it's so good to hear from people. It is sensational. Of course, Graham Abbey and Sarah Topham and Andre Sills. It really is just beautiful.
Okay.
Do not miss it.
Do not miss it. And we have Anne of Green Gables opening this week.
Yes, a new adaptation by Kat Sandler. I absolutely adored it, and it's attracting so many people. The moment Anne of Green Gables appears, tears form in my eyes, and it is just beautiful. So come out and see that one too. It's a really lovely family show.
Fantastic. And that one is coming up on Saturday, is that right?
That's right, Saturday matinee.
Okay, Saturday matinee. And if that's not enough, do I understand the shows are happening for Sense and Sensibility?
We have started the previews for Sense and Sensibility and Forgiveness.
Okay.
Yes. So, wow. I had its first preview yesterday.
Oh, my God. That was Sense and Sensibility just yesterday?
Yes.
Fantastic. So we're looking forward to that show. We will have to maybe save that for our next conversation.
We've talked about love. We'll talk about it next week.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. What a week. Again, do get your tickets. It's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels tonight. And as we mentioned, The Winter's Tale Friday, and then Anne of Green Gables coming up on Saturday. What amazing opening week with Stratford Festival. Again, stratfordfestival.ca is the website for all of the details. Anne Swerdfeger. Anne, thank you so much. More great shows this week.
More. How do you like it?